you. Good afternoon. I'd like to bring the House Committee on Business and Labor to order. April 18th. Thank you for being here at 5 o'clock promptly. I appreciate that. We have a couple of bills to work today. And so with that, I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2193.
Mr. Chair and committee members, this is the Fair Work Week bill. The committee has heard it on March 6th, and since then there's a major amendment, the Dash 2 amendment that replaces the measure, and I'm sorry, the Dash 3 amendment replaces the measure. And give you the highlights of it. It limits the application to private employers in retail, hospitality, and food service, and those that employ only 100 employees or more. So there are no longer any provisions that apply to all employers in Oregon. It removes some employer record-keeping requirements, but yet it adds requirements that employer retain records that document delivery of that modified work schedule. In addition, clarifies that the Act's not intended to provide the employees any additional wages or cause of action for voluntarily trading shifts or cause of action for work schedule changes that are necessary for the employee's accommodation under certain state or federal laws. It adds requirements that the good faith estimate of the work schedule includes an objective standard for when the employee may be expected to be available to work on call shifts. And it clarifies that the right to rest between work shifts includes hours following the end of the work shift or the on-call shift. The Act would become operative July 1, 2018, and it extends the sunset on the current preemption on local scheduling laws until July 1 of 2022, declares an emergency. The Dash 3 has no revenue impact, and then a fiscal statement was issued for the purpose of moving the bill to House Rules Committee.
Thank you. Representative Bynum, could I have a motion on the Dash 3 amendment?
Chair Holvey, I move to adopt the Dash 3 amendments to House Bill 2193.
Representative Bynum moves to adopt the Dash 3 amendment to House Bill 2193. Discussion. Any objection to adopting the amendment? Seeing none, they're adopted.
Chair Holvey, I move House Bill 2193 as amended and without recommendation to the Committee on Rules.
Representative Bynum moves House Bill 2193 as amended and without recommendation to the Committee on Rules. Is there discussion? Representative Barreto.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will be a no on this bill. I was on the work group, and I understand the reasoning behind it, but I feel like it would be bad for business in Oregon. I still feel that way, and I'd like to see it go away.
Okay. So noted. Anybody else? Representative Bynum?
I will be providing a courtesy vote. Okay. Aye.
So the motion on is to move it to the Committee on Rules without recommendation as amended. So Kayla, could we have a roll call vote, please?
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Fahey?
Aye.
Representative Hack?
No.
Representative Hurd?
No.
Representative Penimer?
Excused.
Vice Chair Barreto?
No.
Vice Chair Bynum?
Aye.
Chair Holvey?
Aye. House Bill 2193, having received the votes, is passed to the Committee on Rules. Close work session on House Bill 2193 and open a work session on House Bill 3420.
Mr. Chair and committee members, this is a measure you have not heard before. It is a measure that ensures that private sector labor organizations and employers throughout Oregon may enter into union security agreements to the full extent allowed by federal law, declares an emergency. And there are no amendments today.
Chair Holvey, I move House Bill 3420 without recommendation to the Committee on Rules.
Representative Bynum moves House Bill 3420 without recommendation to the Committee on Rules. Discussion. Representative Barreto.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With the description that the administrator just read, ensures that the private sector labor organizations and employers throughout the state may enter into union security agreements to full extent allowed by federal law. This is an anti-right-to-work bill, and I am kind of a right-to-work guy, and I would love to see Oregon become a right-to-work state, and so I will be a no on this also.
Thank you. Other discussion? Representative Doherty.
Okay. I will be a yes on this vote because I don't believe in the right-to-work state, and I would like to keep Oregon union and make sure that we have fair working conditions and good working conditions and fair wages for all employees.
Other discussion?
And they cancel each other out.
There we go.
Like an old married couple.
So with that, Kayla, could we have a roll call vote, please?
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Fahey?
Aye.
Representative Hatch?
Nope.
Representative Hurd?
No.
Representative Kenmer?
Excused.
Vice Chair Barreto?
No.
Vice Chair Bynum?
Aye.
Chair
Holby. Aye. House Bill 3420 have received the votes. It's passed the Committee on Rules.
He's on rules. He's going to get the chance.
And that will conclude our work for this evening. So with that, I adjourn the House Committee on Business and Labor.
Thank you.
Committee on Business and Labor.
Thank you.
With that, I adjourn the House.